How would you like to receive a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, and for any size gift during the Lenten season, we'll send you a CD with two sermons. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift, before Easter Sunday, we'll send you a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons. And now it's time, as promised, we actually got this done well in advance, picking our blogs of the week. Jeff has made his apologies for his, what did you call it, a trivial, flippant call to repentance to the blogosphere. We're reading your blogs. We like what we read. We wish we could read more. And every week, as a way of showing our appreciation, I pick and Jeff picks our picks for issues, etc. blog of the week. If you have the widget at your web at your blog, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. If you don't have the widget, go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's right there at the bottom of the page. We'll start reading your blog. What's your pick, Jeff?
My pick for issues, etc. blog of the week is We Are All Beggars. It's a blog post, Pray the Scriptures, a quote from Adolf Kaberle. Prayer escapes the danger of disorder and confusion only when it is enkindled by the words of Scripture. From the Word proceeds its inner justification, as well as its life-giving power and the clearness of its petitions. A prayer that does not stick to Scripture will soon become poor in ideas, poor in faith, poor in love, and will finally die. And then the blogger writes, it can be burdensome to remember to pray. It can be exhausting to continue in prayer. It can be wearying to speak the right words. Rely on Scripture. Pray the Scriptures. Pray the Psalms. Take our Lord's simple advice. Pray then like this, Our Father who art in heaven, Matthew 6, verse 9. My pick for issues, etc. blog of the week, We Are All Beggars.
My pick comes from a blog called Ask the Pastor. Pastor Walt Schneider is the author of this blog, and he posted something recently there called Dirty Secrets of the Pure Church. It begins, and I'll leave the rest to your own reading, You can't vacuum the church. No, I don't mean you won't be able to clean the carpet, dust the corners, or otherwise tidy up your building. What I mean is that you cannot practice true Christianity apart from Christ, Christians, and the world that surrounds us. The church isn't a sterile lab with carefully controlled experiments. It's filled with a dazzling array of variables, many of which make us uncomfortable. And he goes on to talk about how many people want a pure and sterile church, but he concludes this way. He says, pure doctrine, rightly taught and correctly believed, practiced by forgiven sinners in fellowship with each other and compassion for the world. Now we're starting to think, look, and act like the church for which Jesus prayed in John 17. And what if we fall short in accepting, embracing the living Christ's people? Even if anyone or any congregation or any church body does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. There's more to read there at that blog post. I will post both my pick and Jeff's pick at issuesetc.org for you to read yourselves for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
Quickly on Issues Etc. 24, the 24-hour live Bible study, we're going to have early next week a bulletin insert for everybody to put in their church bulletins for the next two Sundays, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, to put in their church bulletins at issuesetc.org and go to the support page. And again, we want to hear your Issues Etc. story.
That's right. We're asking for your Issues Etc. story. That means how long have you listened? Why do you listen? What's your favorite show? What story do you have to tell about listening to Issues Etc. yourself or someone that you know who listens to Issues Etc.? You can leave your Issues Etc. story at the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. You need to leave it there before Thursday, the 7th of April, 618-223-8384. We want to hear on the Issues Etc. comment line your Issues Etc. story, 618-223-8384. In hour two of Issues Etc., we'll celebrate the Annunciation of our Lord, angel coming to virgin, speaking a word of promise, and there in her virgin womb, our Savior is conceived. It's March the 25th, the Annunciation of our Lord. Dr. Arthur Jest will be our guest in the second hour of the program, and your chance to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
independent, and in the black for 2 years and running, you're listening to Issues Etc.